So Vishnu Sahasranama, and we are on the 101st Nama, okay?
Okay.
Vrsha Kapihi. Do you have that list in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
Vrsha Kapihi.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody repeat after me. Vrsha Kapihi.
Vrsha Kapihi.
Varshanat.
Varshanat.
Sarvakamanam.
Sarvakamanam.
Dharmo Vrshaha.
Dharmo Vrshaha.
So here, the word varsha, or vrsha, comes from vrsh, means to rain. That's one of the meanings. So here he says, varshanat, from the rains, sarvakamanam dharmaha vrshaha. The rain is considered dharma. And so, the idea is this, for all of the desires, if you look at the rains as dharma, so the Lord fulfills all of the desires, sarvakamas, sarvakamanam, genitive plural. So from the rain are rained all of the desires for those who are dharmis. For the dharmis, for those who follow dharma, right? The rains in the form of desire fulfill all of the desires for the dharmis. That's the idea. So, varshanat, from the rain. So what does that mean from vrsha? Varshanat, from the rain, means that vrsha, which is dharma, for all of the sarvakamanams, for the dharma, for all of the desires. So the idea is the rains in the form of dharma, right, fulfills all of the desires for the dharmi. If you go a little bit more. See, Swamiji says, dharma is called vrsha. Varshanat sarvakamanam. Since it rains, varshanat sarvakamanam, from the rain of all of the desires. Oh, that's a good word. Varshanat sarvakamanam. Because of raining, the raining of all of the desires, vrsha is called dharma. Or dharma, he says, dharma is called vrsha, rain. Varshanat sarvakamanam, because of the raining of all of the desires. Since it rains, all of the desires of the good people. Yes. Because dharma.
Let's clarify.
Right? Dharma, the idea is this. There is no dharma or adharma that is not held by the individual. So the end of the person, you don't have dharma without a dharmi. Dharmi means a person who practices dharma. So, and you don't have a dharma without an adharmi, a person who is doing the adharma. So if the rains are likened to vrsha, if the dharma is the vrsha, is the rains, then what will that rain? What will the dharma rain? It rains, it fulfills all of the desires for the dharmi. That's the idea. So Swamiji says here, since it rains all the desires of the good people, the Lord in the form of dharma, the Lord is in the form of dharma and fulfills the desires of those who follow dharma. So that's the idea. Then kat, toyat,
bhumim,
a pot. Iti kapi raha.
Iti kapi raha.
So if you see, vrsha, we did vrsha, then kapihi, he's breaking kapihi. So, toyat, a pot. So, from the waters, toya is water, so he's a pot, meaning from the water. The earth. The earth is rescued from the water. It's one of the avatars. I just wanted to explain that. This is Bhagavan, in the form of Varaha, rescued the earth by bringing it out of the water. Varaha was one of the avatars. And he is called Kapi. Kapi means the one who has rescued the earth, bringing it out of the waters as a boar. The earth gets put on the back of the boar and it's rescued. And so here, if we say Kapihi, we're talking about the Lord in the form of that avatar. So he breaks that down that way. Being Vrsha and Kapihi is called Vrsha Kapihi. Here the name is based on the avatar of the Lord, Leela of the Lord. So Vrsha Kapihi. So Swamiji says the one who is in the form of dharma. Dharma is the Vrsha, and Kapi is the Varaha. So it's two things. The Lord is both the rain, the one who reigns, all of the reigns in the form of fulfilling all the desires of the Dharma. That's the Purusha. And Kapi is the one who rescues the Bhumi. The Bhumi is the earth, you know, out of the waters. It's Varaha. So iti Kapi Varaha. Vrsha Rupa Twat, Kapi Rupa Twat, Vrsha Kapi. So see that last line? Vrsha Rupa Twat, because of being in the form of Vrsha, Dharma, and Kapi Rupa Twat Cha, and because of being in the form of Kapi, that's the Varaha, the avatar, who rescues the earth, Vishnu is called Vrsha Kapi. Make sense? Vrsha Kapi. Let's do one more, one or two. Ameyatma. Ameya Atma.
Ameya Atma.
Iyan iti matum.
Iyan iti matum.
Parichetum.
Parichetum.
Na shakyate.
Na shakyate.
Atma.
Atma.
Asya iti.
Asya iti.
Ameya Atma.
Ameya Atma.
So, Iyan iti matum. Matum means parichetum. Remember when we say Desha Kala Vastu a Paricheda? That's the pari from this parichit. Oh. So parichetum means to measure or to limit. So the one who is not able to be measured, matum parichetum na shakyate. So the one who is not able to be measured in any way, atma asya iti. So the one who is here, he takes ameyatma as atma as nature. The one who's atma, or being, is ameya, immeasurable. It's not, it's so solemnly just the one whose nature cannot be measured. That's just literally because ameya. So ma, to measure. So he takes ma tum, infinitive of purpose, pariche tum, the one who is not able to be measured in any way. Nashakyate atma asya iti ameya atma.
What's that word pariche tum mean again?
To measure or to limit. Like if we always are saying in talking about that which is parama or the paramatma, desha, kala, vastu, aparicheda. We say the one who can't be circumscribed or limited by desha, kala, vastu. By desha, space, kala, time, or vastu, quality. The one who cannot be limited in any way. So here ma is being given a synonym, matum, is given the synonym parichetum nashakyate. Let's see if there's anything else I wanted out of that. With the eon there, eon from it means as this, eon would be the nominative singular. The one who can be not be measured as eon, as this. It's not like this, it's not like this, it's not like this.
So it's not an object.
It's not, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's everything. So you could say it is this and this and this and this, but you can't say it's this as opposed to this. Mm-hmm. So it can't be limited or measured by any, or circumscribed by any given thing. So the one whose nature, the Atma, whose Atma or whose nature cannot be, because Atma means Atma the self. It's also used often in compound as the one whose nature. So here Swamiji's taking it as nature. The one whose nature is Ameya. Cannot be circumscribed or limited beyond iti as it. Like this or like this or like that. Because there's nothing that it's not. Makes sense. Okay, let's do that too. Let's say our prayer. Om Swasti Prajapyah Paritamyantam Nyayena Margena Mahin Mahishah Go Brahmanas Vyashivanas Tinityam
Loka samastha sukhino bhavantu. Kale varshati parjanyah. Kritiri sasya shalini. Desho yamcho bharahitah. Brahmana santu nirbhayah. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Sarve santu niramayah. Sarve bhadrami pasyantu. Ma kaschit dukkha bhavet. Asato ma sadgamaya. Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya. Mrityorma amritam gamaya. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate. Om shanti shanti shanti. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.